Something fundamental has shifted in how young people approach their careers. The old playbook, graduate, climb the corporate ladder, retire with a pension, feels increasingly obsolete. Today's generation is launching businesses from dorm rooms, building million-dollar companies between classes, and challenging every assumption about what success looks like. This isn't just happening in Silicon Valley. From Toronto to Taipei, student entrepreneurs are emerging everywhere, armed with smartphones, internet connections, and an audacious belief that they can solve problems others have ignored. What's driving this revolution? Young founders possess unique advantages. They're digital natives, unburdened by "that's how we've always done it" thinking. They're idealistic enough to tackle seemingly impossible problems, and they have unprecedented access to knowledge and mentorship through technology. The timing couldn't be more perfect or more necessary as the world faces its most complex challenges. What separates entrepreneurs from everyone else isn't intelligence or connections, it's how they see the world. Successful entrepreneurs share three core traits. First, audacity, the willingness to take bold, calculated risks when tackling significant problems. This isn't recklessness, it's ambitious vision paired with execution. Here's the uncomfortable truth. Ideas are abundant and worthless. What's rare is transforming concepts into reality. Second, initiative separates dreamers from doers. Many people collect a whole lot of seeds, interesting concepts and observations, without planting them. Entrepreneurs take that crucial first step, whether emailing an expert or starting a club. Third, critical thinking. Ask why three consecutive times to any question. Challenging each answer with another why cultivates the analytical depth needed to identify problems others overlook. Today's young entrepreneurs possess a strategic advantage. They're consistently underestimated by older generations, making accomplishments more impressive when achieved young. Plus, unprecedented connectivity through technology creates knowledge advantages previous generations lacked. When most people hear entrepreneur, they picture private jets and boardrooms. Reality? About 80% of daily work involves mundane tasks, reviewing contracts, answering emails, handling unexpected problems. What drives entrepreneurs through these tedious activities? Their belief that each small task moves their business forward. The journey is profoundly lonely. Most days are spent working in isolation, developing ideas into viable businesses, often sacrificing time with friends and family. Finding communities of fellow entrepreneurs provides crucial support during this difficult period. Despite headlines about million-dollar exits, entrepreneurship rarely leads to quick wealth. 30% of businesses fail within 2 years, 50% within 5 years, 66% within 10 years. Starting a business requires escalating capital and unforeseen expenditures that quickly create financial deficits. The most damaging myth? That entrepreneurs are born with special talents. Consider John Coom, Ukrainian immigrant living on food stamps who taught himself programming from borrowed books while supporting his cancer-stricken mother. He sold WhatsApp to Facebook for $19 billion. Entrepreneurship doesn't require privileged beginnings. It requires execution focus and relentless persistence developed through deliberately facing uncomfortable situations and setting challenging goals. Traditional business approaches fail spectacularly. Build something great and customers will come. Successful entrepreneurs identify genuine problems before creating solutions. Start by finding painful, widespread problems customers will pay to solve. The MOM test guides proper customer conversations. Discuss customers' lives rather than your idea. Ask about specific past behaviors rather than hypothetical opinions. And listen more than talk. This avoids false positives from well-meaning but misleading feedback. Create customer personas, archetypes of ideal customers, to understand their needs. Verify these through real feedback. Read industry blogs, watch videos, arrange meetings with professionals, or consult academics. Gather insights from at least 5 separate sources before proceeding. True innovation comes from understanding customer needs first, then developing solutions. Novel solutions emerge from connecting seemingly unrelated concepts through diverse experiences. When developing solutions, question why your idea hasn't already been created, especially for painful problems with massive markets. Competing against established companies requires non-consensus beliefs that prove correct, insights they don't share. This is where your unique perspective as a young entrepreneur becomes invaluable. Even brilliant ideas fail for predictable reasons. Building products without verified market need causes 42% of startup failures, making customer research unglamorous but essential. Rigidity kills promising startups. Balance conviction with receptivity to feedback. The passion myth misleads. Entrepreneurship isn't constant euphoria. The word passion derives from Latin for suffering. Satisfaction comes from small daily moments, not perpetual excitement. Poor team composition causes 23% of failures. Many VCs prioritize team quality over initial ideas, knowing 73% of startups pivot. Build teams that make hard work bearable, provide honest feedback, and include diverse skills, especially technical talent. Losing focus by targeting too many segments prevents product market fit. Perfect your offering in a niche before expanding. But if no competitors exist, you've either found something revolutionary or targeted too small a market. Perfectionism and delayed launches kill momentum and surrender market share. Set calendar deadlines, hold teams accountable, and start with non-functional prototypes for immediate feedback. Small actions with accountability always beat overthinking roadblocks. Execution separates entrepreneurs from idea generators. Build a minimum viable product quickly to validate your concept. When people willingly use an unfinished product, you're solving a real problem. Amazon started as an online bookstore. Netflix began with DVD rentals. Airbnb launched with photos of air mattresses. Start simple to enable rapid iteration based on customer feedback. After validating your MVP, focus on core features, the 20% of work generating 80% of outcomes. Create a business model canvas visualizing key components: partners, activities, resources, value propositions, customer relationships, channels, customer segments, cost structure, and revenue. Track essential financial metrics as you grow. Monitor customer retention rate, churn rate, and duration to calculate customer lifetime value. For sustainable growth, customer lifetime value should be approximately 3 times your customer acquisition cost. Not every entrepreneur should fundraise. Bootstrapping is increasingly viable. However, fundraising offsets early costs and accelerates growth. Generate revenue from day one, find your lead investor early, set firm deadlines, and be tenacious. Each investor provides strategic value beyond money. Personal branding drives revenue and builds networks by attracting people to your ideas. The core principle: add more value than you extract. 90% of posts should provide value or celebrate others, not self-promote. Quality content builds trust through 3 types: informative, sharing expertise, inspirational, stories of perseverance, and personal anecdotes. Build community through active engagement, reply to comments, and thoughtfully engage with others' content, especially industry leaders. Entrepreneurial ecosystems function like biological communities, providing critical support through emotional companionship and partnership opportunities with complementary businesses. When engaging communities, prioritize listening over speaking. Seek commonalities and ways to help rather than immediately pitching. Follow up in-person meetings within a week. Keep virtual outreach concise. State who you are, what you want, and specific timeframes. The world needs your unique perspective, your audacity to tackle ignored problems, and your willingness to execute when others dream. You don't need permission or the perfect idea. Take the first step, listen deeply to those you serve, and build something meaningful.